Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Nick Begich to get into weather modification, one of the foremost experts out there, one of the first guys ever scientifically proved what was going on. He'll be joining us in the next segment after we talk to Dave, a New York first responder, EMT. I want to go to you in the next segment, sir, so we have enough time. Right now, let's go to Derek, Alicia, Lisa, Otter, and others. Derek in Pennsylvania. How bad is the storm, sir? They say you're right in the middle of it.
Well, out where I'm at, it's actually not too bad. I'm in Schuylkill County, and just a few down trees, a few down lines, but nothing really out of the normal. I personally think most of the storm was hyped up, but perhaps for my area, I'm not too sure about the East Coast.
Well, good. What's your overall take on the situation?
Well, I found a situation opportunity to test to see how well my own preparedness would be for such an emergency. So I treated it as if it was a full emergency, even though I knew it wasn't, to see what type of supplies I actually might be deficient in. And I'm pretty down pretty well. In terms of survival gear.
I just can't believe what the earlier caller talked about, that people tried to go to the storm with hours, the toilet paper and water was gone. I mean, people had like a week with the storm coming to already go out and get that. I mean, what are people thinking? It's scary to think how dependent people are. Good to hear you're doing okay there in Pennsylvania. Lisa in Mass, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good hearing your voice.
If somebody asked me about my own experience for this hurricane, I would have to say that it was really a nothing storm.
Well, I mean, I was looking at the last few. They call them super horrible and stuff, and it does look like hype unless you're in lower Manhattan. It's all flooded, so.
But they showed on the news the town of Scituate, which was flooding. It's a coastal town. And the police went door-to-door offering to take people out of their homes. And everybody refused.
Well, that is always heartening, that most people may be dumbed down, but they know to not listen to the government. I'm sorry.
Proud of the town of Scituate for refusing. But, yeah, we got barely any wind. We'd get a little rain, and then it would be quiet for hours, and then it would rain a little again. So,
I mean, Dan Bedondi is in Rhode Island, and I saw articles saying Rhode Island hard hit, and he goes, man, it's barely blowing. In fact, he did a video yesterday. We were shooting video out the window of his house. It was hardly even raining, but the store shelves were empty of key items. But hey, tell that to the 19 dead people they found. I mean, obviously it is an issue. We should pray for everybody. And kind of like Katrina, the first day, people didn't think anything was happening until later. It could keep raining. I mean, you know, if it keeps raining and raining. In fact, we should be showing some of the Doppler radar and stuff. Drudge.com, DrudgeReport.com. It's got a lot of the best links to all the different radar and satellite and the rest of it. Anything else, ma'am?
We've had the sun out here this morning. The skies are trying to clear, and the sun's been out a few times.
Did you see the New York Times headline? Well, you know, big storms need big government.
Please, the last thing we need is big government. I can take care of myself and my neighbors better than the government can. I'm like you. I'm totally ready. I have supplies of food and toilet paper and all that good stuff.
Well, you might be a terrorist then. I mean, you know, good luck to the criminals that have hijacked the government to try to teach the police and military that it's bad to prep and that you're a terrorist if you do. And let's put preppers on no-fly list when they're defense contractors with no criminal record because, you prep on your Facebook. And people are supposed to get intimidated by that and go, oh, well, I won't prep then because you say I shouldn't. I mean, what? You know, like, because the government's scary? We should be scared that the government's trying to scare us into not being prepared. We should be getting prepared because they don't want us to get prepared. God bless you, Alicia. We're going to talk to Dave in New York, a first responder, and then Dr. Nick Begich joining us straight ahead. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The different Doppler radar satellite shots of the hurricane or tropical storm. It's pretty spectacular. Shitting right over Pennsylvania, it looks like the eye of the storm. And it is just hammering all the way up into the Great Lakes region, all the way up into Canada. A ton of rain, out over West Virginia and down into the Carolinas with a little bit of rain. And it is flooding New York City and some other areas. There's been upwards of 20 deaths now. But I've got to say, unless the flooding just really mounts, this looks like a bunch of hype. I'll tell you right now. And that's good, because I hope it doesn't postpone the election like U.S. News and World Report was saying it could. Because if it was as bad as the media was saying, then it would have been a serious catastrophe, basically. And it is flooding areas of New Jersey and New York. It is knocking power out to 6 million people now, they're saying, or more. So it's a big deal. But worst storm in history, total devastation, cats and dogs living together, end of the world, wrath of God type of stuff. As they say in Ghostbusters, we're talking about wrath of God type of stuff, Mayor. Fire and brimstone, dead rising from their graves, cats and dogs living together. We are not seeing that unless you're the 20 dead people. So it is very, very serious for them. We should pray for everybody. But, I mean, the media has just hyped this. But let's talk, before we go to Dr. Nick Baggage, to Dave in New York, who says he's a first responder, EMT, emergency medical technician, to give us his take. In New York City, New York is, if you're in New York, that's the one spot you could say is the worst off from what I've seen in the news. Dave, where are you located in New York?
Yeah, I was located in Coney Island, Brooklyn, Alex. This is like where basically like the heart of the storm hit. It was bad. The water basically got up to our waist. You know, we were trying to go around trying to save people, you know, but they had like the Zone A part of Brooklyn, Coney Island, where people were told to evacuate. Obviously, people didn't listen and didn't think that the flood was bad, Alex. We were like maybe 2 miles away from the ocean. I mean, like, the water was deep around our waist. I mean, we're watching tidal waves in the streets. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've been in combat in Afghanistan, you know, in the Marines, and I was shocked to what I've seen. And people, the public, brain dead, running to try to move their cars. I mean, I couldn't believe it. We're telling
them, let me stop you and just make the point. I made the point that if you're, you know, 100 miles inshore and you're not low sea level, you don't need to evacuate. And I was telling the lady, you know, that makes no sense. But, yeah, I mean, if you're right on the coast and a hurricane's coming in, unless you live in an armored fortress 50 feet off the ground, it's smart to get out of there. And I've been at the coast when there's a hurricane before. I was stupid enough in college to go down there, and it was a small hurricane, I think only about 80, 90-mile-an-hour winds, and it was scary to see those waves coming in and starting to come over, you know, the pool and the hotel. But you're saying you've been in combat. And are you saying this was scarier?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm watching tidal waves in the streets of New York, you know, and the sewers popping open, water flying everywhere. And like I said, I've never seen, this was like basically our Hurricane Katrina. Obviously, the callers who are calling you, they didn't experience what we experienced. Because like I said, anybody who was in the New York City area near the Rockaways of Queens or like lower Manhattan, and, like, Brooklyn basically got flooded out. I mean, there were cars in the streets floating around. And like,
well, no, that's confirmed. Well, then let me ask you this question. I just started the hour saying mainly media hype. Would you say I'm wrong? I mean, they're calling this the worst storm ever. Is this the worst thing you've ever seen in New York?
Yes, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, I had, like, a guy who's been working with me. He's been, you know, he's a little bit older than me. And, you know, he used to live around here. And he told me he'd seen many hurricanes, and he never seen anything like that. I mean, and like I said, the water was just rising so quickly. You know, like I said, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And one thing, like I said, Alex, about the brain-dead zombies, you had people leaving their houses trying to go move their cars, trying to save their cars. We're telling them to go back to your house. Your life is more important than your car. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you couldn't believe how many people were trying to move their cars, like going in, like, you know, water up to their waist, Alex. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, no, I saw it on the news and have seen the photos. We've got it up at InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has it as well. And so, again, other than New York, though, and some coastal areas of New Jersey, from what I've seen, it is not the mega disaster they said. But it's kind of like people argue, is it a depression or a recession? Well, if you got a job, it's a recession. If you've been out of work for 6 months, it's a depression. So for you, you live in there in New York, this is a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see, like, cars, totaled cars left and right, because, you know, when salt water gets in the, you know, in the engines, it's totaled right then and there. I mean,
what about the zombie point? Because I saw that in the news, too. You're saying you witnessed people trying to go in and move their cars in 3 feet of water.
Yes, I witnessed that, like trying to move it to high ground, basically, you know. I mean, I'm telling people not to go whatever in the direction the water is coming up higher, and they're not listening, and, you know, trying to...
Yeah, you can get a new car. You can't get a new body.
Exactly. And then even today, the aftermath, in the morning, you're seeing people just walking around, you know, just lollygagging, you know what I'm saying, like with a zombie look in their eye. I mean, it's... And they're like, oh, we need help. What are we going to do? You know, this or whatever. You know, and there's only so much you could do, you know, and like all morning long, we've just been rescuing people that stayed in their houses, basically, you know, that didn't listen.
Well, I mean, the issue is if you've got a big, you know, serious stone house that's withstood stuff before and you got 3 stories, I mean, you might be safe. if the roof doesn't blow off. But yeah, the issue is that you take things like Katrina, where people were high and dry, and they got taken away by the military. And again, that's the problem with the government response. Even if the government means well, there's no way to implement it properly because no one has the HUMET or the human intelligence everywhere, no matter what computers they've got. There's no telling what exactly is going to happen until the hammer gets dropped. What about looting? I've seen a few arrests with stuff in New York and other areas. Or are the thieves not taking advantage of it because it's so dangerous to go out in the streets that are literally like rivers?
As far as what I see, everything is orderly. Nobody's been, looting anything like that. Right now, this is day one, obviously. So we have to wait, because they say power is going to be out at least maybe 2 weeks here. This is what they're saying.
New York City. How many are New York City and all the boroughs? 8 million? 9 million?
Yeah, about 8. I would say about 8 to 10 million people, actually.
Okay. Let's just say 9 million people roughly there. Where's the election? 9 million people aren't going to vote now?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? New York State is Democratic anyway, so it's for Obama, so it really doesn't make a difference,
Sure, but U.S. News and World Report said that it would help Romney, but more and more, if New York and New Jersey can't vote, and they're historically mainly Democrat, they've got a Republican governor there in New Jersey who canceled Halloween, so you can have all the candy bars. The joke is, well, listen, sir, thank you so much for your update. Would you like to give your cell phone number to John Harmon up there at Genesis so that we can call you for updates in the next few days?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and God bless, and be safe there, Dave. So pray for everybody. Like I said, New York and New Jersey and other areas, there's 20 people dead now. So, yeah, the media's overhyped it, but mainly because there was the potential this thing could have done this everywhere. And it may keep raining and may do this all over the place. I mean, we don't know yet. I am just not going to jump the gun and say it's the biggest disaster ever until we're totally sure. But let me tell you, a lot can happen in the next 6-7 days before the election. We're now 6.5 days out from this. I apologize for going to him 15 minutes late. He's there with us for the rest of the hour. His website's earthpulse.com. Dr. Nick Begich is a well-known for his work on research on HARP, mind effects, and more. He's widely reported in these areas as an expert for many publications, government organizations, and private companies. He's testified, advised the EU, you name it. He's also been a tribal affairs leader. His father, of course, a famous U.S. congressman. His brother is a currently serving U.S. senator in Washington, D.C. He's been an expert witness, again, as I mentioned, for the European Parliament. Best-selling author, researcher, and he's the guy that proved with the research that HARP and weather modification was going on with the facts, not speculation. We only got a few minutes before break here, Doc, but out of the gates, weather modification, air-based, ground-based, HARP-based, now they admit Dubai and Saudi Arabia control the weather, the Russians. What do you think looking at this storm, Dr. Begich?
Well, once again, it's a case of not enough independent monitoring, really, to know to what extent, man might be involved in this. But this is a very technology that I've been reporting on now for 15 years, and it's just gotten better and better. In fact, in 2007, my last conversations with Dr. Eason, the inventor of HARP, had whole new theories about weather modification, what was possible. In fact, 1,600 times less energy than he originally thought was needed when he invented HARP. In fact, you can modify weather. So pretty profound technologies. I'm sure during the course of the hour, we'll get plenty of time to talk about them. A lot of ways to do this today and even to steer it. But the problem is modeling, figuring out what the effects are. When one country plays with this, the effects are unpredictable and oftentimes disastrous.
And, of course, as you know, I'm going to just skip this network break because we got you on late. I want to give you the full time here so you can get rolling now, Dr. Begich, breaking this down. Talk about the basics for people that don't know this is real because, ABC News makes jokes about it while separately running articles about Bill Gates having a company to create or be able to kill hurricanes. Talk about the different weather treaties. Talk about some of the basic patents in science. Sure. Talk about the fact that, hey, this does exist. And as you said, a bunch of governments admit they're doing it. So how does that all have a chain reaction butterfly effect?
Well, first of all, going back to, you know, the whole issue of weather modification, the U.S. has been involved in this for many, many years. In fact, I'll quote one quote. I used it in Earth Rising, the Revolution, and it's by Secretary of Defense William Cohen when he was in office back in 1997. Now, this is before the 9/11 event, and he said, and I quote, "Others are engaging in even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves," unquote. Now, that's at a time before 9/11, attributing the technology to terrorist states. What he's really talking about is the idea of being able to move or manipulate weather for strategic advantage. And it was Rumsfeld who suggested that our treaty, we had a treaty that we had signed with 60 other countries back in the 1970s, where we wouldn't use geophysical manipulation or weather warfare, if you will. And those treaties, he wanted to see them eliminated. But the fact is, all of those treaties from that era allow for, in most instances, domestic use. And this one in particular, meaning you could modify weather in your own nation. You just can't do it, you know, against someone else in a warfare scenario. The problem is, weather's connected. I mean, you look at a storm and where they originate and where they end up. They don't respect political boundaries, certainly.
Yeah, Japan can't pass a law that its Fukushima radiation won't hit the West Coast.
Right, exactly right. But you can manipulate, you know, you can manipulate within your own boundaries, and many countries are. In fact, it's hit mainstream media a number of times. The Russians at one point, a Russian company offered to clear smoke out of Malaysia and Indonesia years ago when there was those huge fires down there that were just choking Malaysia. They agreed to, or offered anyway, to create an artificial cyclone. And that was, you know, some mainstream media picked up on that and quickly forgot it. But, you know, this is years and years ago. What we can do today is much more profound. In fact, even manipulating gravity waves, which is something Eastland ended his work in before he passed away. In 2007, he had delivered a paper to the University of Pennsylvania. Previously, he did work on this for the European Space Agency, NASA, even FEMA, interestingly enough, on weather modification. And in all of those instances, what he essentially showed is how to do it. And he said, look, and he said this to me, and he said this to a number of others, is he was unwilling at the state in which he recognized the technology to give it to, say, military planners, from the standpoint that the destructive effects, the unpredictable effects, were so profound, and our lack of ability to model these on a global scale. I mean, to look at all the factors that contribute to climate and the effect of climate in one place versus how it affects everything else, he recognized we couldn't do it. If we ever were going to do weather modification, it ought to be done in the open light of day. Fact is, it's not. Militaries around the world continue to experiment in this area. When you see storms like this or earthquake events like we've seen in the last few days, I get a flood of calls and people asking, you know, was it HAARP? The fact is, it could be HAARP. It could be a number of other systems operating in the world today.
There are a bunch of HAARP systems all over the place that they even admit.
Right. Right. This is exactly right. And the Russians is where all this started, going back to the 1970s with the woodpecker signal that many people remember. And it was that irritating noise for ham operators, and they triangulated it to these five transmitters in Russia. And those were the first ionospheric heaters, the very first in now over three, four decades of advancement. Much higher, better technology exists today.
But looking at this storm, I mean, we've had other meteorologists and people on, and they say, look, it's all manipulated already because, like you said, they've already started manipulating all over the place. And so now it's not the natural weather anymore. But obviously the sun is so powerful. I want to specifically talk about, we know about the cloud seeding, we know about that technology, we know about the Stanford Research Institute and Dr. Ben Livingston and others who by 67, it's now been declassified, what, 6 years ago, could make hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken, strengthen, all of the above, and that they'd done it in the 60s with Atlantic hurricanes off the coast, just like this one. After he came on the show a few times, they got mad at him and kind of threatened him off the show. But the point is, that was on Fox News, AP, you name it. So in the 60s, they were already messing with Atlantic storms. My issue is, we know this stuff is out there, but I've had the director of HARP on. Remember, what, 5 years ago we were able to get him on the show, and he said, hey, I'm able to ignite the atmosphere. And then a colonel came on during the break and ended the interview. I'm surprised that interview didn't get more attention. It was a pretty big deal. Said, here's the colonel bossing the head of it around, the civilian head. He was bragging about igniting the atmosphere with this stuff. But past that, past just ionizing things, tell us what HARP does. And then from the patents, this is stuff that you really popularized because your scientific proof 20 years ago. What's the really advanced stuff they've got? Because what, HARP's 30 years old.
Right. You know, in terms of the things that can be done fairly easily is a moving of a jet stream. You know, think about that in terms of steering anything. That's kind of the root of it. HARP can easily do this. In fact, any ionospheric heater in the world, which is what they generally refer to these, because they actually heat the ionosphere, they lift it up. Now imagine a 30-mile diameter column moving up several hundred kilometers into space, and then all the lower atmosphere moving in to fill that space. So this alters pressure systems. This can alter the flow of a jet stream around it. When you start to look at just the simplest way, and then you predict downstream. Now, years ago, back in 2002, Scientific America had a feature story on weather modification and weather generally. But one of the things they show is the jet stream coming just above HARP, making a dog leg and then going back south. Well, what it did is move a jet stream out of the Dallas area all the way over to Orlando, Florida, where it dropped a couple of tornadoes right in the middle of town. And many might remember that event, especially those who live in that region. But this was a very simple application, something you could do with HARP or any of these instruments around the world. The other thing was manipulating gravitational waves. Now, that was the very last idea, which means you use a lot less energy and use a very long wavelength, which you can generate by oscillating or manipulating the ionosphere, which is this energized layer that begins about 30 miles above the Earth's surface, extending out beyond that. When you start to manipulate that, you change it from DC to AC, so it turns into this giant broadcast antenna in the sky. Now, imagine you just converted this huge energy potential both into a broadcasting system, and you've amplified the signal that you sent up. So now you can bombard the Earth. You can manipulate on a very foundational level a gravity wave, which then has reactions within the entire way in which you can manipulate, you know, moving up the chain, whether or moving in a different direction and affecting fault lines, pressure built up, where earthquakes could occur and actually causing that energy to release at a very specific time and perhaps in a very specific place. So pretty versatile instrument when you think about it. But the root of it is electromagnetic energy, the manipulation of energy across a very big bandwidth,
sure,
trying to modulate the signal and actually harmonize or resonate with whatever you're trying to affect. So you can do quite a bit with HARP, a lot, which is in the mainstream literature these days.
How does the aerosol spraying fit in? Because we know there are big secret programs. They've admitted programs, and they admitted patents to have stuff added to jet fuel that then aerosolizes and things. But then a lot of the science I see says that it's actually the antennas are making regular ice crystals resonate differently and are forming larger trails. So that's why we're seeing more condensation trails that aren't even really chemtrails.
It could be either situation, but here's what happens when you introduce a chemical element, say, into an environment that you subject a certain population to. If you send a signal in and say that's considered maybe toxic in really large quantities, but not so toxic in these very small quantities, once it's in the body or into tissue, if you send a signal in that resonates or harmonizes at that same frequency, you can trick the body into believing that it's gotten a massive load of that chemical and begin reacting accordingly with the same kinds of symptoms. But when you do blood work and you check, it's a mystery illness. No one can quite figure it out.
Doctor, give that in layman's terms. You're talking about a binary weapon system where one part is chemical, but then being resonated with, but it's untraceable.
Right, exactly right. And so you end up with a very toxic effect or an altering effect for sure. But anyone outside of that doesn't experience it. And then when you turn the signal off and people come into that area, they get minimal levels of that toxin, so it doesn't affect them at all.
Incredible weapon.
Yeah, and it's, you know, when you think about it, it's one of many technologies, but they're all revolve around the same idea, which is this oscillating electromagnetic fields and what you can do with them and pulsing them. Or think about it like a hammer banging a nail. The swing is the frequency, but the pulse rate is every time it taps the head of that nail. Well, you can set up a different kind of signal when you're doing this to the ionosphere, this electromagnetic layer. And, you know, we had done that video.
I tell you what, stay there. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest, earthpulse.com. All of his amazing books there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Absolutely. We've been fighting an uphill battle against the globalists, being laughed at for saying there was a private banking cartel establishing world government with a eugenics-based philosophy of scientific tyranny. But now that information is becoming very mainstream. The danger is it'll just become mainstream and accepted that we live under this tyranny. or we can become mainstream and we can reject it. There's 7+ billion of us. Humans have incredible power. Dr. Nick Begich, multiple degrees. I'm not going to get into it all. Prestigious family as well. Great people. His late father, a congressman who did a lot, stood up against tyranny. His brother serving in the Senate of the United States as well. You can find out more about him at earthpulse.com, where all his books and videos are located. We sell them all as well at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go back to him in a moment, and we will get to some calls as well. But what he's talking about here, he's just giving you the shorthand. You need to understand something. There are hundreds of patents he can just list to you. In fact, I'll get him to list them off the top of his head, and you can go look them up. He says, Alex, you're worried about chemicals in the food and water. That's very primitive, one level. It's electromagnetic. And then I went and did research on this. Folks, whenever I go to UT psychology department and they let me in, people we've got inside, or whenever I get intel from MIT, from scientists, it's all about frequency pulses. I mean, you go by laboratory after laboratory with monkeys strapped down, and it's TV shows, but it's flashing lights. It's why kids have convulsions when they watch Pokemon. That's in our new issue of InfoWars magazine. They're literally lowering the brainwaves, lowering the consciousness. They are literally putting people into trance states. That's why they laugh at you. And I mean, they admit billions of dollars paid by Obama. But that's just Obama and the government. It's been going on for decades to put pro-government-run healthcare messages in sitcoms and dramas. That's one level of propaganda where they overtly, in the sitcoms, the dramas, the cop shows, are anti-gun, anti-family. You can argue, well, isn't socialist healthcare good to give poor free healthcare? But it's globalist healthcare. It's bad people. Not, if you don't even believe in socialism, which I don't, these are evil people that want to make you dependent so they can hurt you. And my point is, there's a war against consciousness, and we lead the world in cancer. We lead the world in diabetes, in obesity, in neurological disorders. They're killing us, and I have the White House science czar right here. That document cam, guys, EcoScience is on the table. It's online. It's been scanned online. Just type in text of EcoScience, John P. Holdren, right over there, and he says we're going to put stuff in the water. Well, guess what they are? He wrote that back in 1970. He's now the White House science czar. You hear Ted Turner say get rid of 90% of people. This is what they're doing. And they're robbing us of our consciousness. Some of us, just like a lot of insects, end up being immune to poison. A certain percentage are immune. Some people just get more angry by this stuff. I think by the grace of God, you know, I am not fully immune to this, but a lot of us were either immune. It's like some people are immune to certain types of snake bites and things. We're immune. The general public is not. Okay? And they're hurting bad. Doctor, I'm ranting here. It's just that everything is about consciousness. And go over what you're talking about here, because you're getting into government documents here. And you know, again, it's all about give you a chemical or something, and then they have a frequency that resonates. I mean, it's a perfect system. And this is what we're under. I mean, I read about the feds paying at police departments everywhere to put in super fast flashing fluorescent lights that data transmit with the new computers. And then I go look up the patent, and it's based in a system for putting you into a trance. I mean, if people think we're zombies now, we ain't seen nothing yet. They're just trying to get away with it, engaging it, and we're all in a giant laboratory. I'm ranting here, but correct me if I'm wrong.
You're exactly right. In fact, you can use any oscillator. We did a book you guys carry, Controlling the Human Mind, and it was this discussion of, again, oscillating, pulsing electromagnetic fields, with or without chemicals. You know, it depends on what you want to do, but you can manipulate the brain to a very high resolution, and this is what's changed over time is the resolution. Think about it as what we're doing right now on a Skype. You couldn't do that a few years ago. But as we've refined and got tighter and tighter on our technology bandwidth, we're able to utilize them much more efficiently.
Microprocessors are 1,000 times smaller than 25 years ago. That's the technology we know about.
Right. And it's much, much, much better than that. But think about the brain as the ultimate technology, the human brain, in terms of being able to interact with it. But at the same time, the human potential, which is being interfered with, because part of the big research in all of this over the last 50, 60 years, the biggest revelation was how powerful the human mind is, not just all the human minds together, but every single individual human mind is more powerful than the biggest computers in the world. If we ever really stepped into our full potentials as created human beings, it would be much, much different scenario. In fact, the easiest way to keep that from happening is to keep the population in kind of a constant state of worry, anxiety, and fear. And what happens is the brain itself can't reach these certain states of consciousness where your best intellectual work is done, your most creative work is done.
My greatest frustration is that when I'm out sitting under a tree by a natural creek or something with my children, the whole universe opens up, the poetry, the understanding, and then I get on air with the frantic directing things and working, and I lose like 90% of my mind. But everybody knows that happens. And also, yep. People misinterpret, Doctor, and I want your take on this. They think, some of them, that I'm up here trying to scare people. It's the opposite. I believe when people know how serious it is, we'll take action. It's the opposite of fear. I am literally not even worried about them killing me or putting me in a dungeon because I want humanity to go to the next level. I understand that it is societal, cultural, species, death of consciousness if this enemy wins. And the power is there. It's so frustrating.
It's right in front of us. You know, every individual, you know, the American Revolution, I think the statistics I read, it started with a 6% popular idea, you know, and you translate it into election season. You know, half the people that can register actually don't. Half the people that are registered don't vote. And half the people that do vote make the decisions. That's only 12.5% of the population, potentially, of potential voters. It's stirring it up where just a few don't make it makes a huge, huge difference. And vice versa, stirring it up so everybody does show up makes it too. And I think that's really important in at least local elections. The national elections, I think, is kind of on the presidential scale anyway. It's, you know, which piece of bad news do you want? But laying that aside, when you look at the manipulation of populations in the political season, think about the television ads and all of the media ads that come at you. They do a couple things. One is what you alluded to before, the flicker rate. If you actually modulate a television set during a commercial at a specific rate to put someone in a highly suggestive state, and you're already kind of there. You know, when you think about people coming home stressed out after work if they have a job and then sitting in front of the television while their spouse is hollering at them and trying to get their attention, they don't even hear them because they're in a light trance state. And then all you have to do is dial it up a little finer, which television ad, and if you look at the white wall behind you when you're watching a television show and look at the flicker rate, it will cause you within 20 seconds to hit that trance-like state where then the ad, just the regular ad, becomes much more anchoring for the majority of the population. Not for everyone, but the majority. And the fact is, you don't need very much in close elections to make the difference. And I think that's, again, it's something unregulated. Every school of psychology teaches frequency following response is what we're talking about here. And you can use any modulator. You can use the internet, radio, television. You can modulate a signal in the atmosphere using big systems like HARP. You can use
And cell phones, towers, and DARPA has even been in the Baltimore Sun admitting this 12 years ago. I saw an article. Right. The patents are all there. You've written books on it. And here's what's incredible. Darren McBreen, on a job many years ago, happened to be out at a monkey farm, and they had the apes all and the monkeys strapped in with flickering, you know, a television. I've been into the UT facility, and the guy's like, oh, you're not supposed to see this. You didn't see this. And he punched up the monkey farm out at Bastrop with monkeys with wires in their heads and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa. And then I was led into other areas, how to flicker and make women sexually excited. That was a whole laboratory. I mean, the colleges aren't even for the young people. You know, they're off in other buildings. That's all. Well, I mean, you're a professor. You know that. I mean, it's a total front now. And I'm telling you, they are spending almost all their time just on flicker rates, testing different things. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, there's a lot of contracts that have been let in the area of the mind. And in fact, there was a couple on electronic telepathy, and I think we talked about them a few years ago to the University of California, where they were looking at the brain in real time and then trying to replicate the signal that they see as complex as that is and then send it into another brain to see if the same thought could be generated. This kind of technology is out there. It's been advancing. Light flicker rates for manipulating behavior is well known. There's a couple great patents on this by Monroe. And when you look at the whole history of the study of the mind, it's become the most exciting thing in a lot of places, I mean, in terms of what it offers, because the same technologies that are being used to suppress our potentials are also those technologies that help us understand what our potentials are in the first place.
Exactly, and the transhumanist that came out of the eugenicist, again, I'm not saying all transhumanism would be bad if someone chose to, for sight or whatever it is. But the eugenicists claim they want to empower humanity at the top. But I've read the books they put out. I know you have. They have these elite conferences where the billionaires show up, close to the public. But then it leaks. They're at these meetings, as Bill Joy wrote in 2000 in the April issue of Wired, deciding how they're going to just get rid of us, that they're going to transcend and not give us any of this. It is and then they're the worst people. Of course, they want to hoard it all. They're never going to get all this. They're not going to do this to us and then have God allow them to have all that. I mean, you reap what you sow. The universe is bigger than them and their computers and everything. And I think, they need to be honest about this. And we need to have a real debate about the future of the species instead of them dumbing everybody down, because they're not immune from what they're doing. Everything they're doing to us is coming back on them. How does the elite deal with this? Because I know you've run in some pretty high-level circles.
It's interesting because everyone has a deep philosophy that I've ever met in high position. And if you figure out that, you really get their motivation. And a lot of them, quite frankly, are, in my view at least, motivated by the wrong things. And self-interest becomes the governing issue, and a lack of understanding of the broader picture, if you will. It is about game, the other guy losing and someone winning. And what I observe all over the world is the same things are being sold here as have been sold, say, in Russia. The retirement programs in Russia, the risk of their Social Security system. They have privatized Social Security, too. But all the things they are doing there in Europe, we're doing here in the U.S. It is a global plan. I mean, the politics is becoming cross-cultural, where it applies all the way across. We think we're in a private debate. We think we're in a national debate, but we're not. We're in an international debate on all levels, whether we see it or not. And most of us don't travel 50 miles from our home. But those of us that do see the same parallels popping up in banking, in finance, in regulation of the way we live and the freedoms that we have or don't have anymore. The fact is, it is globalists taking it away from us in an incredible way.
And again, they know how to dominate and win the game, but the point is they're destroying their own species in the process, and that's the thing. It's like you've got to be individualistic. They say come into the communal to take away your individualism. No. You're an individual, but you make decisions of how you want to be treated. That's how you treat others, because when everybody has that attitude, civilizations rise. When you have the civilization of pee in the pool because I want to, well, everybody starts doing it, and the pool becomes toxic. I mean, it really comes down to that the globalists are almost like idiot savants. They're idiots when it comes to love and the larger universe, but they're savants when it comes to technocratic evil and the will to power.
You can go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's writings on this, one of the formers of the Trilateral Commission, National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter. And I quote from him often that, Between Two Ages was a book about technologies and how technology would shape the world geopolitically. It was written in the 70s, early 70s. And if you read it, you swear it's a history because it's exactly that way. In other words, whether he was forecasting or writing the roadmap, and I think, and a lot of others do, he wrote the roadmap.
Now, my dad was at UT in the 60s, and they already had a lot of the technology that came out 20 years later, and they were all telling him everything that was going to happen. I mean, listen, we're on a plan. They knew what the web was going to do. DARPA created, they've got the whole, it's all 50-year and 100-year plans, as Brzezinski writes.
Yeah, and the World Wide Web, PBS did a piece on this. They called it the next generation of this, the worldwide mind, which is the idea of connecting every mind together in some artificial way. That I find pretty objectionable, and I think most people would, but the fact that people are taking that science to that direction without regulation, without consideration of what human beings are fundamentally, I think is a huge error. The other part of this is, if a very few reach their full potential as humans, everything changes. The existing order changes. When it becomes truly transparent, it falls apart. Because when you really look into what governments have done and the level of corruption, not just over, in some third world backwater. But right here, we've done it with regulation and the niceties of law, but the result is the same. Power just dictates what happens in this country. If you have money, you determine access to legislators, influence on those legislators, and outcomes from those legislators. Because if you walk into your U.S. senator's office and you ask for 30 minutes of time, likelihood of getting it are about zero. But if you write a check for $5,000 for their campaign committee and walk in and ask for that half hour, I guarantee you, you're going to figure out, they're going to figure out the time. But the problem is that money, moneyed interests, special interests decide everything anymore. Unless the politician specifically stays grounded with the people that elected him, it always drifts this way. You know, my brother, Mark, at one time in his political career early on, he said, don't trust any of them. You won't be disappointed. And that's a family been involved in this for 50 years. And I can tell you, hold everyone's feet to the fire, no matter who they are, because the very system they enter begins to corrupt from the first day. The best advice I can give to anyone in public office who's new to the game is stay true to yourself. Stay in touch with your constituents. Reach out to the people that elected you, because otherwise you lose your heart and your soul to a game that is just cold-hearted.
Well, sure. And you know, powerful men always get us into huge wars that a lot of times even destroy them, because it's about one-upping. And the very dominant instinct that got them where they are, they don't know when to pull back. They don't know when to stop. And I'm speaking directly to the, you know, evil ones out there. I can historically know where this is going. And the technocrats aren't going to make it out of this either. And they've made a lot of mistakes, too. But because they're in charge, they're able to just keep going and doubling down. And I just say, pull back. Stop. Don't do it. No. Because it's going to end all this. It's going to end your grandkids. It's going to end their kids. It's going to be the death of us if we don't turn this around. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Our guest, we've got Bob Fletcher, who also has exposed weather weapons and systems going to be coming up. And I will get to some of your phone calls, Otter and Chris and Kenny and Hunter. And Alicia's been holding the longest. We'll get to her first here in the next segment. Doc, in closing, your books, your videos, Earth Rising, all of them, Angels Don't Play This Harp. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. People can support your work and my work as well. But we've got to get you back up in the near future for 2 hours to go over all the other emerging technologies and things that are going on. I mean, in closing, if you go back 25 years ago, the establishment didn't let DU get used because they knew it would kill the troops, not just the enemy. You know, 20, 30 years ago, they cared more about radioactive accidents, everything. It just seems like the establishment doesn't care about anything anymore. I mean, are they drinking their own Kool-Aid, or do you have a comment on this phenomenon I see of more and more recklessness?
I just think that's the best descriptor. It is recklessness. It's a lack of awareness and a lack of consciousness. You know, slow down, people out there. Listen to the information. Don't get afraid, but get empowered. Start stepping into it. Calm the mind and use your mind again. That's how this stuff changes, and it changes one person at a time. Do what you can in the neighborhood you're in is what I say. What you can, what you know you can do, try and accomplish that. Everyone has a sphere of influence. Exercise it in the best way, the most conscious way you can, not out of fear but out of confidence in knowing that you're making change. Alex, I always appreciate being on with you because I know it's about making change. It's tired of, you know, all of us in so many ways. Economics isn't just trickle-down economics. It's trickle-down society and culture and opportunity that's happened. And it's an elite that wants to stay that way and maintain that position at the expense of everyone else. There's, and my observation in the world is there's plenty of resources. We can all do very, very well. The planet is much bigger. We're scratching the surface. We need to be good stewards, make it happen in a different way. Vote early. I mean, this disaster may be passing as people are suffering with the cleanup, but anything can happen between now and Election Day. Vote, at least in the local elections where it might make a difference. At the presidential level, Godspeed. Maybe we'll see a change there. Maybe the fire will burn hot enough where someone will make some better decisions.
Well, that's the issue is even if people are corrupt, they've got to love their kids. And I mean, it is really insane what the establishment, the GMO, all of it that's coming out. And, you know, really it's this. When good men do nothing, evil men triumph, as the founders said. And we always let the worst person in the room who wants the power dominate and run everything. It's time for people that want a civilization to go, you know what? I'm standing up against you. And I don't care how this ends. You got to go through me before you get to do this. And if we just start being a little harder, you know, to corral, things are going to get better. I mean, it's that simple.
But
just being yes men is going to destroy us.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's stepping into the power that we are, what we're created to be. I believe we're created in the image of a creator. That's not weak people. That's very powerful people. Exercise your free will in a way that changes the world. That's all we can do. And I'm a pathological optimist, I say, because I'm not going to give up. And I know you aren't either, Alex. And maybe we'll see this thing turn around. I mean, sometimes big disaster brings about an awakening that no one can stop.
No, I agree. We've got to admit how bad it is to rise to the occasion and turn it around. The sleeping giant that is the humanity needs to awaken. Dr. Nick Begich, we salute you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. We look forward to doing it again.
Next hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.